If you don't love it, leave it.
This was a Tea Party rally for social conservatives, with speeches condemning abortion, illegal immigration, the Patriot Act, the war on drugs, and NAFTA. Signs posted behind the lectern attacked not only President Barack Obama, but Republican Newt Gingrich for his support of free trade. Bob Bennett of Shorewood echoed the bipartisan distrust, criticizing Republicans George W. Bush and Dick Cheney.
I think they needed to be impeached. They were responsible for a great deal of things that were illegal, the least of which was invading Iraq.
The hero for this crowd was former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack, who sued the Clinton administration over the Brady Bill gun control law and won a 5-4 decision before a divided Supreme Court.
The President of the United States cannot tell your sheriff what to do.
Mack believes that county sheriffs have the power to overrule the federal government and that states are sovereign. In an interview at the rally, he argued that President Lincoln should not have fought the Civil War.
No president should tell the people, to keep you in the Union, we're going to kill you to stay. And that's exactly what the Civil War was about. If we're going to sacrifice 600,000 lives or allow a few states to form their own country, I'll say form your own country.
Do you think the Confederates should have won the Civil War? That was my question.
Well, the Confederates were right about one thing, and that is the state sovereignty issue.
Mack says his support for states' rights is not based on bigotry. He has been criticized by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a group that tracks hate speech, for a statement on his website that says, quote, "The greatest threat we face today is not terrorists, it's our own federal government." In Merrill, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.